Conferences foster discussion and can lead to interdisciplinary relationships. And it was perhaps with this in mind that the organisers invited Kevin Fong. He's a medical doctor and the director of the Centre for Space Medicine at University College London. And he was invited to talk about the interface of space and medicine.
You know, we've been doing human space exploration now for over half a century. And I think the thing that we've learned from that and the wider and older programme of unmanned space exploration is how to work across disciplines in very highly complex areas with large and complicated data sets. And so I think it's really the ethos of working in that way that we could bring to medicine to try and make some disruptive changes.
We've already seen some very nice technological examples where, for example, people are using the software that interprets MRI scans in order to interpret deep space images. So there are technological crossovers, but it seems that the gist of what you were saying earlier was that it's more about our willingness to go beyond our current boundaries and to explore. And that seems to have some very strong knock-on effects in how we understand and help to protect the human body.
Certainly, I think we're of an age where we've spent many, many years going deep into even narrower and narrower subspecialities, and I think that's been very fruitful. But now is the time when we've got to recognise that there's at least as much, if not more, to be gained by going across those disciplines and making them work together. Now, that's not easy to do because everyone these days is a super specialist, but I think there are real prizes there. I also think that we often set up this false dichotomy between exploration, particularly human space exploration, but space exploration in general, and what people regard as the practical realities of the world, the economy, the health problems, etc. I don't think that's really fair. And when you look back at medicine, there was a great thing that someone at the Wellcome said to me recently, which was that with medicine, we're very good at superimposing this false narrative of progress. You know, like a Blue Peter ticker tape timeline of one bit of advance followed by another and all the way to greater glory. Well, actually, when you look at it in detail, it's this haphazard leaping from one thing to another, creating almost as many problems as you solve along the way. It has the feel of exploration when you really look at it for what it is. And if you can accept that medicine in the 20th century, and indeed in all time, has been as exploratory as any other area of science, then I think the importance of exploration in medicine is that medicine is exploration. And in exploration, in that sense, has always been our future and our survival.
Thinking of practical problems that you mentioned, there is a lot of talk about the future ideal of sending manned missions to Mars. Now, presumably, we need to develop as much of our understanding of how the human body responds to long periods in space, as much of that as we do the actual technology that will get us there.
So this theme of creating technology that we wrap around ourselves to protect ourselves, but then recognising that those same advances in technology also have exposed us to different risks, is what has made the 20th century what it is. It's what's changed our concept of survival in the last 10 short decades since, you know, Scott's expedition to now. We're going to go to Mars at some point. I think that's a given. Before we can do that, before we can look out for places to explore, we've got to look in at ourselves and understand ourselves better. So there's this lovely thing that you see in what the Industrial Revolution and technology have done for us, which is allow us to create these sort of cocoons of protection around ourselves, which allow us to extend in exploration, but they've also forced us to look within into ourselves. And so they're, at the same time that they've enabled us to look out and have ambitions to go further, they've also enabled us to look within and try and better understand ourselves. And so I think that's the great beauty of the exploration of our age. It goes in both directions. And at the end of the day, that's the goal of all exploration, that you hope that you return after all of your travelling, having a better understanding of yourself.
And so now, how do you want to see, or how do you hope to see, people working together to try and make sure that we do look in both directions and achieve both the very long distance exploration and the internal exploration?
So I think that you've got to be able to do the both things. I think you've got to be able to do the basic curiosity-driven research, the thing that always has been science. And I think you've got to allow that and foster that, because that is the bedrock, really, of the sorts of skills that you need to do the more, not more interesting things, but perhaps the things that look more like innovation, that look to government like the attractive things that you get out of science, which is making widgets that allow you to heal people better or make a bigger profit. I think that what you've got to do at the moment is shore up your basic curiosity-driven research, but find a way of superimposing on top of that a system whereby you can move across those disciplines, find the synergies between them, find ways to make those synergies work as innovations both in healthcare and for the betterment of the economy. And I do think it's an exciting time, and I think if you get it right, everyone wins, right? You get better basic science and you get a more productive economy. You can't be absolute about this. You can't say, well, you've got to give me an unlimited amount of cash to go and indulge my curiosity. We live in the real world. But the opposite is just as bad, which is trying to turn science into some sort of R&D wing whose only purpose is to try and generate jobs and create profit. Because whatever that is, however successful it turns out to be, it won't be science. That's not what science is.
Kevin Fong, who in addition to his medical roles is a Wellcome Trust Public Engagement Fellow and Director of UCL's Centre for Space Medicine.